أطراف الدنيا أكتاف أمي على بلا مش موجود
was Elizabeth Ayoub and a haunting song called Yaoud. Before that, we, hopefully belly danced to a song by Wael Kfouri, an actual remix of his classic song Ma'oul Chatti Fi Ab, remixed by the one and only DJ Nader. That song, Ma'oul Chatti Fi Ab, translates as "It is possible for it to rain in August." And certainly, when in the Middle East, not probable, so neither is his love for her, meaning it would be sunny in August before he stops loving her. And so it's a good thing. And before that, we heard the one and only Tanya Saleh, a song called Slow Down from her album Wehde. And she sang that in English. Yes, your ears did not deceive you. She sounds as great in English as she does in all her other songs in Arabic. The album Wehde, which I showcased a few weeks ago on my show, is really a gem. Check it out at forwardmusic.net. And we began the set with this Dalouna style mix of What Am I Hearing? Is a Gem. jazz? Is it Arabic? Is it both? Well, it's Haiki Faksava, Where the World Comes Together. That was Tawfiq Farooq, and the song was Only Lonely. It is 5:10 p.m. here at KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you from Stanford University on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon, evening. I hope you've been enjoying the selection of songs and music. Please stay tuned with me because I'm about to do a quick ticket giveaway to the Aswat concert that's going on in San Francisco. I'll be speaking about that in just a minute. Addison's disease is a life-threatening illness caused by a hormone insufficiency of the adrenal glands. Symptoms may include fatigue, nausea, weight loss, low blood pressure, lightheadedness, salt cravings, and a darkening of the skin. Individuals with Addison's disease are often misdiagnosed. If you experience these symptoms, the National Adrenal Disease Foundation, NADF, advises you to talk with your doctor. Early diagnoses may help save your life. For more information, please visit www.medhelp.org/NADF. That's www.medhelp.org/NADF. And in about a minute, I'm going to be giving you the phone number to call if you'd like to win two tickets to the Aswat concert, the Bay Area Arabic Choral and Vocal Ensemble that that stages these amazing performances every year and that never disappoint. It is a Aswat concert this year will be at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, gorgeous place, and it will be on June 5th, 2011, that would be Sunday, and from 3 to 5 p.m. The venue address is 3301 Lyon Street in San Francisco. Venue phone is 415-567-6642. And if you'd like to win two tickets to this amazing concert in San Francisco on June 5th, be the second caller to call me at 650-723-9010, and I will be very happy to deliver the ticket in the tickets. In the meantime, why don't we listen to something from the Aswat concerts? Here's a very popular song by Fairuz that they've remade in their own style. If you like this, then definitely call in and be the lucky winner, 723-9010, here on KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you from Stanford.
Wait.
Well, you kind of have to be a marathon runner here because the phone just would not stop ringing. The second caller, of course, did win the tickets to the Aswath concert going in San Francisco at the Palace of Fine Arts. Congratulations to her, and certainly, but please stay tuned. We will be giving tickets again on next week's show, and hopefully you will all be able to make it to the June 5th concert at the Palace of Fine Arts. Thank you very much for those who called in, and I'm so sorry for those that I had to say no to, but please call again next week. And great show, great performance by Aswath. I've been to the concert myself and never been disappointed. So glad you were with me, and on with my show and the high Kifak Sava sort of mélange that includes, of course, the Sava part, the French part that we don't forget as part of the Lebanese national greeting that you hear on a daily basis in Beirut or in any other city in Lebanon, I guess. Cosmopolitan as it is. Hopefully you're enjoying the selection of songs and music that I've been playing for you today from 4 to 6. And if you did, then please tune in every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. here at KZSU 90.1 FM or stream live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. Wanted to remind you very quickly to also stay tuned at 6 o'clock, that's in about 45 minutes from now, for the show that follows mine, a great, great show by Trent Kay. And it is called I Hili Aku Ahoy Mai with Trent K. That goes from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. So please make sure to stay tuned for her show following mine at 6 o'clock. However, we still have quite a bit to go. It is 5:15 p.m. here and we have till 6 p.m. So what better way than to go to a sort of a French part of the mélange part of the Kai Kifak Sava greeting. Here is the one and only Dalida.
Hi, Kifak Sava.
Hi, Sava.
Hi, Kifak Sava.
Kifak Inta, Malla Inta. Kifak Inta, Malla Inta. Il était fils de désemparé. Oh, 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 le vent a porté sa voix, comment l'oublier? De Luxor à Saqqara, comment l'oublier? Comment effacer le rêve quand au ciel blessé s'élève le cri d'une colombe qui est tombée?
Mais il a marqué l'histoire de
pour pouvoir me tenir plus loin de ta rue. Je m'inventerai des circonstances pour ne pas te mentir. Je ne te vois plus. C'est une question de bienséance. Mon sentiment se perd au fond de la mer et je pense à ton existence. Mon sentiment se fond et je tourne en rond et je réclame ton indulgence.
That was Nilda Fernandez and a song called Plus Loin de ta Rue. And before that, we heard Dalida, Comment l'oublier, from Les Années Orlando. I hope you've been enjoying the kind of songs I've been bringing for you today on the show. Hi, Kifak Sava, coming to you from the land of Lebanon. And what Lebanese center show would be complete without the Lebanese diva of all time? Who would that be, you may ask? Well, here's your answer.
حد العناطر محبوبين remercie.
Du jour à plus tard.
That was Marc Lavoine in a duet with the Algerian singer Saad Massi. The track was Paris, Paris, and it was taken from his album Olympia 2003, and it was also released on one of her albums as well. So if you like the song, depending on whose vocals impressed you more, you should check out both Saad Massi or Marc Lavoine. Before that, we heard the Lebanese diva of all times. Well, she's actually one of the, well, probably the reigning female vocalist in the Middle East or in the Arab world, and that is Fairouz from her new album. Yes, she is in her, well, she's getting up there in age. She's almost 80, and she released a new album this year called A Fi Amal, Yes, There Is Hope. And from that, we heard the song El Bint Shalabiya. That song was actually made popular by Fairouz herself many decades ago. You could hear heard sort of a jazzed up version of it, produced by her son Ziad Rahbani. Before that, Nilda Fernandez, a song called Plus Loin de Ta Rue, and that song was taken from his album Nilda Fernandez, self-titled. He is actually, although very, very sort of soft-spoken, he is one of those European singers who combine Spanish and French together into his songs. Of course, we heard the French version of Plus Loin de Ta Rue. And we started the set with Dalida, a song called Comment L'Oublier. I'm sure many people out there recognize the tune as Helwaya Baladi. That's because Dalida released the song both in French and in Arabic. We played the French version of the song today, just to vary things a little bit. So hope you enjoyed that. Hope you've been enjoying the selection of songs and music that I've been playing for you today here on the show. Hi, Kifak Saba. As part of my show today, I thought I would talk to you a little bit about a very special film that is sort of screening at different film festivals around the country and around the world. And that would be a movie called Out Loud, which was directed by Samir Daboul. I had the chance to speak briefly with Mr. Daboul, Mr. Samir Daboul, spelled D-A-B-O-U-L, about this movie that is kind of creating a stir in Lebanon and in, well, many parts of the world, because it's dealing with certain themes that aren't very represented usually in Arabic or Middle Eastern cinema. The screening of Out Loud in San Francisco went quite well. And I know that he will be screening it at different festivals and different places. So some of these screenings include a Q&A with writer-director Samir Daboul, followed by hors d'oeuvres, things like that. So always check it out. And Out Loud itself as a movie is a modern tale of social conflict that examines the challenges faced by Lebanese youth in a society ruled by rigid ideas and traditions, set in modern-day Zahle, a suburb of Beirut, where free-spirited imagination and non-traditional relationships can be extremely challenging. Jason and four of his male friends and one woman form a unique friendship that allows them to transcend the strictures of Lebanese society, but not without sacrifice and pain. Unable to live within the confines of their community, the six set out to create a world of their own based upon their belief in goodness of the human spirit and the basic human need to speak out for what one believes in. In this microcosm, gay lovers are accepted for who they are, and the barriers between men and women are broken. However, the experiment comes with a prize. With a price that will bring about tragedy and heartache for the friends when their families, unable to comprehend this need to cast off tradition and cultural morality, become determined to eliminate these rebel youth. So if you've if this has sort of tweaked your fancy in any way, make sure to check it out. The movie is Out Loud. It's playing in theaters, select theaters worldwide. Check out the director's name, Samir Daboul. The last name is D-A-B-O-U-L. First name is Samir, S-A-M-E. Yair, a wonderful director, actually, because I've been in touch with him about possibly screening his film at Stanford, and he's been very generous with his time, and we're looking forward to actually meeting him here at Stanford probably in the fall. So, shukran, Samir. Thank you for sending us your beautiful movie and press kit, and we're very proud of you for making such courageous movie. So I hope you'll be able to check it out on the internet if you're listening out there, and especially if you like non-traditional movies. I think this one would be totally up your alley. Moving on right now to something very, very different. How about an artist who you usually think of as singing only in English surprising you by singing in, not Arabic this time, but French? It's Sting, of course, and the song is La Belle Dame Sans Merci. How does Sting sound in French? Well, here you go.
تكبر تكبر فمهما يكن من جفاك ستبقى بعيني ولحمي ملاك تكبر تكبر فمهما يكن من جفاك وتبقى كما شاء لي حبنا أن أراك نسيمك عنبر وأرضك سكر وإني أحبك أكثر نسيمك عنبر وأرضك وإني أحبك أكثر يداك خمائل ولكنني لا أغني ككل البلابل فإن السلاسل تعلمني أن أقاتل 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 يداك خمائل ولكنني لا أغني ككل البلابل فإن السلاسل تعلمني أن أقاتل 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 لأني أحبك أكثر نسيمك عنبر وأرضك سكر وإني أحبك أكثر
على حضنك الحلو أن spirit comfort I love, but I'm aware of the fact that certain kinds of love can slaughter you in the wrath. I'm a Damascene being dissecting the into halves and have not, but grapes and apples fall in your path. Open my veins with scalpels, hear ancestral chants of heart. Transplants can cure some of the passion. Why does mind stay torn in half and minarets crying tears of absence? Like trees of soul speak, years have passed them. You can hear them asking for civil rights to live amongst tears of jasmines. House cats take naps, relax, and
más triste de este mundo, y así me siento yo por ti, solo por ti.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
Reminders back when, how could I forget when my reaction to cardamom strong fragrance yet and still finds attraction? As proud fathers wait for a sweet daughter's face, I'm asking if my brute's heart and language are here. How am I supposed to make myself any more clear? Is clarification necessary with love so dear? So much so that there was no fear. How many Damascene bracelets were sold for this poetry here? Apologizing of the willow, wondering if my little siblings can hear. My parts been scattered cross coast for years. Land is on horizons, floating sad at eyes above the
coast.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
To be hunted down by devils and demonic ghosts. I battle garbage rapping prose and rapid flows that's apropos until no waters open to them. As for show, identity, your very misresembling a window, though. Is there no festivus for the rest of his history books can show? What will remain of puppetry's originality if so? Many a brown nose and liar gets to have complete control. How we gon' ever write a verse? Still approach, I bore the burden of my words upon my back until I grieve. What shall remain of poetry when it is finally relieved? The saddest thing in this world, my lady, is knowing that we were meant to be from the very start. That will never
cosa
be.
Más triste de este mundo, y así me siento yo por ti, solo por ti.
And this is how I feel for you.
No.
That was Omar O'Fendem, the Syrian-American rapper, hip-hop artist, and a song called Damascus from his album Syrian Americana. Before that, we heard Umayma El Khalil from her brand new album, Ya. We heard a track called Uhibbuka Akthar, translated as I Love You More. And we began the set with a song in French called titled La Belle Dame Sans Regret. And that was actually sung by the one and only Sting. So to actually hear Sting sing in French was a little bit alarming, but still quite pleasant, I guess. Well, it's just my opinion. And so we're kind of getting close to 6 o'clock. And as we all know, 6 p.m. is the time for Trent K on the show. Ehile aku ahoy mai. That will take you from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. following my show. I hope you'll stay tuned for her. Wonderful, wonderful DJ Trent K. I always listen to her show in the car after my show as I head home. So she keeps me company on Thursday afternoons, and hopefully she'll keep you company today. She'll be with you from 6 to 7 p.m. This Thursday, today, and every Thursday. As part of the 12th Annual International Russian Music Piano Competition, a concert will be held to benefit the victims of the earthquake and tsunami in Japan. The performance will take place on June 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at Le Petit Trianon Theater in downtown San Jose, and will feature Van Cleburne medalist Antonio Pompa Baldi and other world-class pianists. For more information, please visit www.russianmusiccompetition.com. Well, we still have about 5 minutes to go, and it occurred to me that we did not play any Amr Diab today, and I know he has a whole, deluge of fans out there waiting to hear some of his songs, and I picked a really sweet song, a very romantic, nostalgic song called Usal Aini, and I hope you'll be able to enjoy it as much as I enjoyed picking it. Usal Aini is like sort of like in the field of vision of my eye, meaning very, very close to me. So it's a very romantic song by Amr Diab, the Egyptian best-selling male vocalist of all time, won several world music awards, is in his 40s, I think, at this point, and is still going very strong. This is one of his sort of minor hits taken from the album Layli Nahari, released a few years ago. And it's just the words are so amazingly nostalgic that you don't even have to understand them to understand his passion. Amr Diab, Usal Aini will take us up to the end of my show and time for a Trendcase show coming up from 6 to 7 p.m. The show here with on KZSU 90.1 FM was called Hi Kifak Saba, and I hope that you will stay tuned for a lot more of my show and this kind of music in every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. The show again is called Hi Kifak Saba.
Hi Kifak Saba.
Hi Saba.
Hi Kifak Saba.
Oh,
في كل مكان.